Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com and the radio.com app. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1. Let's head to the phone lines right now. We're very happy to be joined by our next guest. He is one of the greatest football players in the history of the league. He also is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We welcome Warren Moon onto the show today. Warren, appreciate you coming back on today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I was at the game last week. It was quite a game. It was kind of a nail-biter after getting off to a really good start in that game the Chiefs did. But they pulled it out, and great job by Chad Henne in the end.
So what was the energy like whenever Mahomes got injured?
Well, I think people were a lot concerned. I was wondering how long he was going to be out because I saw the way he jogged off the field. And it looked like he was just going to go in and get a routine evaluation and then come right back in and play later on. But he never came back out, so that told me it was a little bit more serious than what I thought it was. But like I said, Chad came in and did a great job and made the plays that he needed to make down the stretch to seal the win.
So a lot of people are worried about the foot injury as much as they're worried about the head injury. I would guess for as long as you played football, at some point in your career you had turf toe. What is it like to deal with that kind of injury and to be a quarterback who can also use his legs as well?
Yeah, that's the problem for Patrick. If he was just a guy that just stood in the pocket and threw the ball, it wouldn't be as big a deal. You know, you could put a nice tape job on it and make it where there's not a lot of movement in it and be able to be functional. But because he's a guy that really uses his legs and his feet a lot, that's something that you're concerned about, how much pain is going to be in that foot. And I don't know exactly, you know, what the injury is, and I don't know exactly what his pain tolerance or how much it's healed yet. But hopefully over the course of this period of time, and if he's practicing every day, it must be in better shape than what I think.
So what is it like to play through that? You were a guy who was an Iron Man of sorts. You played through a lot of injury. What kind of mental focus does it take to play at the level that Patrick Mahomes plays at, knowing that you're not physically where you normally are?
You know, everybody in this game at this point of the season is not 100% healthy. Everybody's dealing with some type of nagging injury or something like that. And his just happens to be a little bit more than probably most because people saw him kind of limping around last week. But I think once they get it figured out throughout the week, what type of tape job is going to work best on it, and then maybe there might be some type of painkiller involved as well, I think he'll go out there and he'll block that out. One thing athletes can do is compartmentalize things, and they can compartmentalize pain, believe it or not, and not think about it when they're on the field actually playing. Now, they might think about it when they're on the sideline or something like that, but when they're out there playing, they're focused and zoned in on what they're doing as a player, so the pain doesn't bother them as much as it would a normal person.
Warren, when you were in the league, you were the definition of a big arm quarterback. Certainly both quarterbacks in this game would be the same. When it comes to arm talent, how different is Patrick Mahomes from Josh Allen?
A little bit different, but Josh Allen has a lot of arm talent himself. He's probably got a stronger arm than Patrick, believe it or not. But, you know, Patrick has that ability to throw the ball from a lot of different platforms and arm angles. So I think both of those guys are very unique in the way they play the game. I think there's a lot of similarities between the two. They're both very mobile. They like to get outside the pocket. They like to make things happen with their legs as well as with their big arms. So both of these guys are two of the better quarterbacks in the league right now, but I still give Patrick the edge, one because of what he's been able to do so early in his career, winning an MVP and also having won a Super Bowl. But, you know, Josh Allen is really ascending right now. The improvement that he's made the last couple of years has really been amazing, especially his accuracy in that, and he's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
The great Warren Moon joins us once again here on The Drive. I love both coaches in this game. Of course, Sean McDermott, one of the branches off the Andy Reid tree. Speaking of head coaches in the Andy Reid tree, of course, Eric Bieniemy still out there and looking for a position as an NFL head coach. Are you surprised, disappointed that he hasn't gotten one of those jobs at this point?
Yeah, I'm surprised and disappointed. And I think one of the things that has hurt Eric is the fact that the Chiefs have been so successful. It's not allowed him to really get out there and get interviewed the way he should have, especially early in the process. And a lot of those guys who got a chance to interview early, you know, maybe had that second interview where Eric hadn't even been interviewed yet because the Chiefs or the Chiefs staff was not allowed to go out and interview like other teams could. Same thing with Green Bay. So it's too bad that you get penalized by the success you have by the process, but that's what's happening to Eric right now. But hopefully he does get a job before it's all said and done. I know there's one job left in Houston, and we'll see if he can get that one.
Speaking of Houston, Warren, you certainly know that city well. What do you make of everything that's going on with them as an organization, especially with the quarterback? Do you think that Deshaun Watson will be their starting quarterback week one next year?
You know, I hope they can work things out because I know Deshaun, and I know he likes Houston. I know he's been good for the city of Houston, and the city loves him as well. And I don't want to see them lose a quarterback of his caliber. But you know, we've seen things happen where things fall through, and relationships just can't get repaired. But hopefully, if they can get those two, the owner and Deshaun, in the same room, and they can talk about the differences and the dysfunction that's happened in the Texans. Front office over the last so many years, maybe they can get on the same page and go down the right track, because Deshaun has been a great player for them. He's led them to a couple of division championships. You know, he had the Chiefs on the rails last year in the playoffs before they came back and beat him. But he's a great player. You don't find guys like that very easy around this league, no matter how many draft picks or whatever you might get in a trade. So hopefully they can get it worked out there in Houston.
Right now we're talking to the 9-time Pro Bowler Warren Moon, also in the Pro Football and the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Let's get back to the AFC Championship game. You mentioned Josh Allen and the improvements with his accuracy. That's the biggest surprise to me. He went from a guy who was completing 58% of his passes to 70. How unique is that? How difficult is it to take that big of a jump in one season?
Yeah, a lot of people you know, always say that you're either accurate or you're not, and they won't get improved that much. But he is definitely an example of a guy that's shown. He's improved his passing percentage from his first year, something like 16%, from like 52% to 68% now. So he has really made a big improvement. I think a lot of it has to do with his footwork, and he's worked very hard with Jordan Palmer, who is Carson Palmer's brother. He's a quarterback trainer, and they worked very hard this offseason. I think having the addition of Stephon Diggs has really helped him. You know, whenever you can have better people around you, is going to make your job a little bit easier, and they're going to make some great catches for you as well. That's going to help that percentage. And then he's just put in the work, and I think that's the biggest part of it. He's done the things that it takes to improve and become a better player, and he's always had that ability. It's just a matter of refining his game, and he's made those refinements over the last couple of years.
Warren, when you watch Josh Allen, who does he remind you of? Because last year I compared him a lot to Cam Newton, but he's developed into a much better passer than I think Cam was even at his peak. He's probably a little bit more athletic than Ben Roethlisberger was at his prime. When you watch Josh Allen, who does he remind you of?
Yeah, that's a good question. He's kind of in between a Cam Newton and a Ben Roethlisberger, because he's big and strong like Ben is. Ben had great movement early in his career, but wasn't the runner that Josh is. And then, of course, Cam was the great runner and doesn't have the great accuracy. But so there's kind of a combination between those two guys. I can't think of another guy who might have that same ability right off the top of my head, but he's kind of a combination between those two.
Warren, are you going to be surprised if Buffalo wins this game on Sunday?
You know, it just all depends on Patrick's health or whether he plays at all or not. That's not going to surprise me if they weren't able to win the game. But if he comes in and plays pretty close to being 100% and they get beat, yeah, I'd be very, very shocked if that happens, especially there in Kansas City. This is a team that has been through. This is their third AFC championship game. They've had all three of them at home. They've already won a Super Bowl. They know how to win close football games. This is Buffalo's first trip in, what, 25 years or something like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they get beat, it'll be, really be a shock, because they should win this football game if everything is even going into the game.
Warren, how old were you when you retired?
I was 44 years old.
44 years old. Is it crazy to think that Tom Brady, essentially at the same age, is a game away from going to yet another Super Bowl?
Yeah, he's just been amazing, and I think that's why he has that nickname, the GOAT, and he's showing it that he didn't have to do it just in New Orleans. I mean, in New England, he's doing it in Tampa Bay now. He does have much better talent around him, especially on the offensive side of the ball. He has a very dominant defense that's playing for him right now, so he does what he needs to do to get the job done as a quarterback, and he's got tremendous experience. He knows how to win big games, and he knows how to get guys to play at another level. So that's one of the reasons why he's the best ever.
That was one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game. He's in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, also in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, one of the most prolific passers in the history of football. Warren Moon joins us on the show today. Warren, appreciate you coming on to break down this big-time quarterback matchup in the AFC Championship game. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Let's go Chiefs.
Absolutely. That's Warren Moon joining us on the show today. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll be joined by Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1. But coming up, even though Mahomes isn't going to be at 100%, does Kansas City still have the quarterback advantage? We'll open up the phone lines, 913-576-7610. That's coming up next on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll be joined by Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1. Nick Wright of First Things First will be on the show coming up in 15 minutes. We'll talk about the health and the injury status of both of these teams. We talked a lot about the injury status regarding Patrick Mahomes. He certainly is the most high-profile injury that's in the game, but Kansas City is getting a lot of players back. Buffalo is getting a lot of players back from their Week 6 matchup between these two teams, so both teams are going to be coming in relatively healthy. But let's talk about the health of one Patrick Mahomes. Let's assume that Mahomes isn't coming in 100%, whether it's the concussion, head issue, however you want to put it, whether it is the turf toe, the foot injury. I don't think there's any way that Mahomes is going into this game 100%. I also don't think it's possible to be 100% at this season or at this stage of an NFL season. Do you still feel like Kansas City has the clear quarterback advantage in this matchup, given the uncertainty right now surrounding Patrick Mahomes?
Thought you were about to bust out in that head, shoulders, knees and toes. I don't know. I think that Pat's head or neck or whatever it was, at this point, it's a moot point. If he's on the football field, then he's not worried about that. The turf toe is maybe a little bit more of a concern, but I saw him run into that locker room, and was he a little bit gimpy as that game went along? Yeah, but I've seen him a little bit gimpy before. Hell, I saw him with his knee on sideways, and then a couple of weeks later look better than he ever has. So I'm not all that concerned. Let's just throw the number out there for the sake of this conversation. Let's say Patrick Mahomes is 85% of what he was the first snap he took this season. I know for a fact that 85% of Patrick Mahomes is better than Chad Henne, so we don't have to even have that conversation. And I'm pretty sure that 85% is better than what Josh Allen is. Like, that's a separation that I think. And Josh Allen might be a top three quarterback in the league, and Josh Allen might go on to win a couple of Super Bowls. I just think right now in their career, and part of it's experience, because Patrick Mahomes has been there, done that. He's been in this round not once but twice, but this is the third time. And this is easily the biggest game and stage that Josh Allen has ever played on. Patrick Mahomes played in the Super Bowl and won it last year. So I think when you combine all of those things, if Patrick Mahomes is 85% or 80%, I'm still taking him over Josh Allen.
I don't even question this. Like, I think it's an obvious yes. Like, the Chiefs have the quarterback advantage. Now, is it a resounding quarterback advantage the way that it potentially could be if Mahomes was 100% healthy? Probably not. Is Mahomes going to have all the same mobility, all the same elusiveness? Is he going to be able to do everything? But the otherworldly arm talent's still there, right?
Yeah.
The weapons are still there. The mind of Andy Reid is still there.
Is the game
experience,
plan,
as you alluded there, the same?
You think the game plan's the exact same?
I think the game plan's going to be very, very similar.
Yeah, me too.
It's not like they were running a lot of quarterback keepers and doing a lot of that stuff. And I think Pat's going to be himself. And I don't think that we're going to see Pat playing toward the toe or playing to the injury, where if it's a third down and the best course of action to get the first down is to run, I think Pat is going to run like he normally runs in this scenario. Now, I think there's going to be a throw, or we're going to be able to see some accuracy issues because he can't plant off the toe that he normally would, but there's no reason for me to think that if he's not healthy and active and available to play in this game, that he's not going to play well. I expect to see normal Patrick Mahomes. He was dealing with the foot injury against Cleveland, and he was playing well. They were on the course of scoring 30 points or more in this game. That I understand the question, but I think when it comes to the concussion protocol, I think he's going to pass with flying colors. I don't think we're going to see any lingering effects from the hit that he took last week in the game. So it really comes down to how big of a deal do you think the foot injury is? And I think he was managing it against the Browns. I think he'll be able to manage it against the Bills as well.
I don't think it's the Chiefs' biggest advantage, though. And maybe that's the point that I'm trying to make, is most of the time, almost every time, the Chiefs' biggest advantage in the game is the quarterback. We got Patrick Mahomes and you don't. Well, Patrick Mahomes 80%, and they've got Josh Allen, who we've all agreed and talked up the last few days as a top five quarterback, then certainly that has narrowed. So I think that Josh Allen has to prove in this football game that he's the guy that everybody's been talking about now for the last couple of months. Because if he wins this game, then all of a sudden he's going to be the toast of the town. He's going to be the flavor of the month. He's going to be that hot young quarterback that, really, not the face of the league, because that's Patrick Mahomes, but he's the next in line. If he loses this game, C-Dot, isn't he kind of just Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, another good young quarterback that lost to Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think that really comes down to how much do you take from the season of Josh Allen? Like, I'm in on Josh Allen. Now, I have some questions, some reservations about Josh Allen. I want to see him do it again next season, but I think sometimes we just put too much into one game. That I think what we saw from Josh Allen this year, the foundation of what he put together, being a guy who threw for almost 4,600 yards and almost 40 touchdown passes, I'm not going to undo all of that if he plays poorly in the AFC Championship game.
But you say one
but
game.
But I think a lot of people will undo a lot of the good things if he did. Like, let's say Josh Allen goes out there and he plays really poorly in this game, which is not outside the realm of possibility. I don't think he played that well on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. I thought he played okay, but He didn't go out there and blow away.
He was fine.
He threw for 206 yards in the games. If they lose this game the way I think they can lose, by double digits, he throws for 212 yards, one touchdown and two interceptions, people are going to have questions about Josh Allen heading into next season, fair or unfair.
Yeah, I just think that a lot of people, you do that all the time. We did the opposite. We talk about Sammy Watkins. Well, it doesn't matter what he does in the regular season, because look at his numbers in the playoffs. So if we agree that that matters, now that it's the biggest game for Josh Allen, I think everybody is going to judge Josh Allen, is going to look at Josh Allen differently, whether he wins or loses this football game. Mostly if he wins, because if he loses this football game, they're underdogs. It's Patrick Mahomes. They're the Super Bowl champions. They're supposed to lose. You know how to change the narrative real quick about yourself? Beat Patrick Mahomes and go to the Super Bowl.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. Corey, you called into the drive. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Do we have the advantage slightly? I say that because obviously Patrick's not 100%. So we're going to expect a lot more blitzes from Buffalo. With that being said, I think that's going to make the guys around him play even harder. So I don't think it's really going to affect us. They're going to try to get Patrick out of the pocket and try to get him to run on their foot. Bills don't have the advantage we do.
I wonder if you're right, C-Dot, that's what I want to see early on, is Pat getting out of the pocket and, like Mike was saying, or whatever his name was, just called in, thanks for the call, and planting. You know, like, it's one thing for Patrick Mahomes to be in the pocket. He's the best. But he's also the best when he's on the run, because he's not really a running quarterback. He's a guy that runs around behind the line of scrimmage looking with his eyes downfield to keep the play alive. So as long as he's still that guy and we don't see any sort of hesitation, I have no hesitation.
Yeah, I mean, he uses his legs to create throwing opportunities.
Better than anybody.
Is he still going to be the same guy that does that in this game? We'll see what happens. I'm not as worried about Mahomes physically in this. I think it's going to be noticeable. I think it was noticeable in the Browns game. I also think that Mahomes' pain tolerance, I think we know, is fairly high. I also think that due to the offense and the weapons that they have around him, they will figure out a way to get Mahomes in a situation in which he feels comfortable to be able to go out there and have success. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mike called into the drive. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Sean kind of just stole my thunder there a little bit. But, I mean, you got to think about who Patrick Mahomes is other than his numbers, and he's got a Super Bowl. He does things that nobody else does. How many plays have we seen over the last couple of years that have been broken, and he gets out and he makes magical plays and finds that open receiver, and that's not something that we're seeing any quarterback in the league do.
I don't think, Mike, we've ever seen any quarterback in the history of the league do what you're talking about, what CDOT's talking about, keeping the play alive, being able to scramble around. Because if you think about Patrick Mahomes' big runs of his career, there's not a ton of them. I know he scored the first touchdown against the Browns. I know he had the run in the playoffs last year, which to me is my favorite highlight. But overall, it's not like we're talking about Lamar Jackson or Mike Vick here. But what he does better than anybody in the league right now, and maybe in the history of this game, is keeping the play alive. And part of that, CDOT, is your ankles and your feet and your toes and being able to dance around kind of in the pocket and outside. That's what I'm going to be watching early on, because if he can't do that, then he's not Patrick Mahomes.
I am a little bit surprised that you're not putting the quarterback advantage for Kansas City in a Sharpie in this one. Are you putting in pen? You putting in pencil? Like, normally this isn't even something we would discuss heading into a game, Kansas City's quarterback against the other team's quarterback. I'm a little surprised you're not putting this in Sharpie, because I still think it's in Sharpie.
Oh, it's permanent marker. It's just the best choice brand. It's not the Sharpie. It's not the expensive stuff.
I'm getting confused on all of these logo, athletic, and best choice brand. I'm getting confused.
You shouldn't be confused. They're all the same. They're all the second best. I don't know if your mind doesn't operate that way. JV, varsity, JV, second best. Logo, athletic, starter, they're the second best. You need any more analogies? I think Buffalo's the second best. You want me to say it anymore? Buffalo's two.
I guess I'm asking is if Patrick Mahomes is 85% and John, like, what percentage of Mahomes then is Josh Allen? So like 70% of Mahomes is equal to where Josh Allen is?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably about right. I think that Josh Allen is maybe the second or third or fourth best quarterback in the league. But I think you could have Patrick Mahomes limping around there on one ankle without his left arm and a patch over his left eye, and then maybe Josh Allen's better than him on that football field.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1, of First Things First, one of the best NFL and sports opinion makers in the business. Nick Wright joins us next. Stick around. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll get to the top stories of the day. But right now, let's head to the phone lines and be joined by one of the best opinion makers in the business. His name is Nicholas Wright. Nick, how are you doing, man?
One of?
Nick, I just want to tell you a really quick story before we start talking football. Is that okay?
Listen, man, it's your and Sean's show, whatever you want to do. Yeah, go ahead. Let me hear it.
So we had a choice today at 4:30 of having you or Warren Moon on the show, and we told Warren Moon that he couldn't pick 4:30 because we already had a guest book. So we had to, like, go through a lot of hoops to finally get him on the show when 4:30 on Thursday was his first time. So I picked you over a Hall of Fame quarterback. I just wanted to tell you that's how important you are to me.
Wow. I mean, next you're going to tell me that you could have had Ken Stabler on last week, but of course you chose me. The hell you want to talk to Warren Moon this week for? Warren, what are you going to talk to Warren Moon about? The Seahawks offensive coordinator search? It's the damn AFC Championship week. I mean, you're damn straight you didn't fuck me to talk to Warren. What are we even doing here? Sean, you talk to me. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing well. It's good to talk to you again, Nick. I was going to ask you, see, that how many times have you passed out on Warren Moon's couch? Because I know at some point you slept on Nick. So, Nick, I want to ask you this. Because earlier today, Carrington and I were talking about the dream Super Bowl matchup for the league. Obviously, half of that involves Patrick Mahomes. Do you think they'd rather have Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers on the other side?
I think the best game is Chiefs-Packers, but I think Brady is – I think the league is rooting for Brady Mahomes, but I think it's very, very close. I don't think it is a big difference. The Packers obviously have way more fans than the Bucks, but a Brady-Mahomes matchup for Brady's 10th career Super Bowl would be a pretty epic one. I think by a hair – they would prefer Brady Mahomes, but what they don't want is Josh Allen to be involved.
Right.
And thankfully, Josh Allen is not going to be involved.
Nick, I'm just curious if I can ask you a question now.
No, said, it's your show.
Well, you just said I couldn't talk 2 minutes ago. Now I can talk. I'm confused.
It is better when
you
don't speak.
What do you want me to do? I don't know if you are the person we should be talking about the expectations based on Josh Allen. Based on what I saw earlier today, they were pouring Hunt's ketchup on you and mustard and all this other stuff. You haven't gotten anything right about Josh Allen this year.
Oh, I disagree with you entirely. And again, so you've now, the first two times you said something, you insulted me. And the third time you said something was a fact error. I've gotten plenty right about Josh Allen. I unfortunately got what I got wrong was who was going to win the Bills' first two playoff games. But I stand by those takes. I don't think Josh Allen's played that well this postseason. The Colts game, he did his best to fumble that football game away after having a 14-point fourth quarter lead, and they the Colts just couldn't pick it up. And the Ravens game, the first half, the Bills are like, you know what, Josh, we're putting the game entirely in your hands. And he rewarded them by scoring 3 points. So I stand by those takes. I just don't. I don't think the Bills can slow down the Chiefs offense even a tiny, tiny bit. I think that there is this illusion that the Bills defense has played well this postseason. It hasn't. They've allowed 8 trips into the red zone, another 2 inside the 28. And on those 10 trips, the opposition has scored 16 points. It's been a remarkably lucky defense so far that's been outgained in both of the playoff games. So I just think you're going to have a pretty damn healthy Chiefs team come out and be able to go up and down the field all.
So, Nick, earlier today, Josh Norman said that he wants to cover Tyreek Hill one-on-one on the outside. I'm guessing, just based on what you said, that that's probably not one. That's probably not a plan that's going to work for the Bills.
Well, I don't. Not only is it not going to work, I don't think it's actually going to be attempted to be executed. Josh Norman, in his heyday, was not known for his blazing speed. Josh Norman, at this point, who there was a low-key, massive insult thrown Josh Norman's way during the broadcast last week. I forget who was doing it, but they said it was, who's the play-by-play guy? It was the CBS number 2 crew, whoever it was, doesn't matter, said when Josh Norman made a tackle, they go, Josh Norman, remember him? Great in Carolina? This, and it's like, oh my God, just Josh Norman's career RIP. No, they're not having him single up with Tyreek Hill. They're not having him match up with Tyreek Hill. And that, of course, is, and this is, you know, not news to the audience, but this is what makes the Chiefs so dynamic and so terrifying, is there's two guys you have to double team on every play, which is why Sammy Watkins, when he's been available, has been so good in the postseason, and why when they choose not to double team one of those guys, you just can't slow this team down.
Right now, we're talking to Nick Wright of FS1 and First Things First. Nick, I know that you love doing your tier system. I haven't seen your quarterback tiers in a while. I think that there's 3 quarterbacks on the top tier, and I would guess that you'll argue that Pat's on his own tier, which I wouldn't fight you that hard. I think it's Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, and Aaron Rodgers. What tier would you place Josh Allen based on his season? Because it sounds like to me you and I are in the same place. I think Allen's had a good season, but I don't want to crown Allen now in the same category as those other two guys just based on playing well for one season, given what we saw his first 2 years in the league.
Of course. And it's not, and the, of course you can't put him on the same tier as those other two guys. You can't put him, I believe, on the same tier as Deshaun Watson either. And I don't, you know, I'm trying to go through quickly the list of quarterbacks in my head. Obviously, Breeze is gone now. And so, you know, he had been ahead of Josh Allen. Josh Allen has massive talent. He has very good weapons. Obviously, that offense has been very successful, especially as of late. But Bills fans know that their heart is in their throat when he drops back to try to make a play. Because his best play of the playoffs thus far was a Tim Tebow jump pass in the first half against the Colts that damn near was a fumble. He then tried to throw an interception to end the first half. It got dropped. He then did have a brutal fumble that somehow the Bills were able to pick up. He had another bad fumble against the Ravens that the Bills were able to pick up. No, of course not. Of course he's not on the same tier. And you're right. The idea that, by the way, and I love Russell Wilson, but Russell Wilson, aside from, you know, I think he might be the third or fourth best quarterback in the league, but he's not the – there's only one player in the league who's on the same tier as Mahomes, and that's Rodgers.
Nick, are you betting on the Chiefs again this week? Because we talked about this before, and Patrick Mahomes has won the last 9 games that he started at quarterback. He's covered once. You taking him again?
Well, I bet on the Chiefs every week this year. It's an auto, and it hasn't really worked out great. But at this point, it's hard. They're now such a small favorite. It's hard to see how they win and don't cover. I mean, I suppose they could win and push, but I think the Chiefs are going to score 38 points. Like, I'll set the over-under at 37.5. I wouldn't actually do that, but I'll take over 37.5 points. So I think one of the few undeniable positives to take away from last week's game was the way the defense has to feel about itself after it was able to get that critical stop when the game was truly in its hands. So I think the defense is going to come out feeling relatively good, and I think the Chiefs are going to force a couple turnovers. And so I like the Chiefs big this weekend. I think the NFC Championship game is going to be far closer than the AFC Championship game. I also think the Chiefs were getting ready to roll the Browns until Pat got hurt. And I do think the Chiefs, there is like an odd level of true arrogance with the Chiefs, which is it felt to me like they were taking the Browns totally seriously and annihilating them. And then Baker threw that kick to start the second half. And it's like the moment that happened, they started kind of screwing around. All of a sudden, second down, and you're throwing some weird wheel route to Le'Veon Bell at the pylon. And then Pat gets rushed on third down. And now you're kicking a field goal, and now you're missing a field goal, and a game that should have been over is not over. And then, of course, Pat gets hurt, and it changes things entirely. And so I think the Bills will have the Chiefs' full attention for 60 minutes, and that's usually a recipe to get your ass kicked.
Nick, I know you love a good analogy and appreciate it like I do. So for a couple of weeks, I've been calling the Chiefs a starter jacket and the Buffalo Bills logo athletic. Nothing wrong with logo athletic. I mean, some girl might think it's a starter jacket. It'll still keep you warm, but it ain't a starter coat. Do you think that the Buffalo Bills are essentially the Kansas City Chiefs light?
All right, so a couple things. I do like the analogy, especially because it dates you.
Yeah.
And, you know, your young listeners is like, what the hell is a starter jacket?
Yeah.
All right, listen, kids, starter jackets are these big puffy coats you used to be able to buy in sporting goods stores. All right, also, kids, sporting goods stores are these things that before the pandemic you could go to and actually go shopping at in front of other people, not online. But now I've gotten sidetracked. The Bills want to be the Chiefs. They're just worse at every spot. I don't think Daboll's as good as the enemy. I know McDermott's not as good as Reed. I know Allen's not as good as Mahomes. Stephon Diggs is really, really, really good. He's not as good as Tyreek Hill. And Cole Beasley is an awesome number two option, but he's not close to Travis Kelce. And by the way, I don't think their defense is better than the Chiefs' defense. A lot of people are like, oh, since week 7, Bills' defense playing pretty good. The Bills' defense since week 7, when it's played good quarterbacks, has gotten cut up. And so I think it's a good analogy and one that I think bodes well for Kansas City this week.
Right now, Nick, if I gave you odds on Josh Allen's Super Bowls and I set it at 1.5 over the course of now between the end of his career, what would you take?
Victories?
Yes, victories for Josh Allen.
Under. What are we talking about?
All right, how about 0.5 for Josh Allen?
I'll take the under. I'll take the under.
How about Watson then?
He won't win a Super Bowl.
All right, let's play this with all the quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks. I've never heard you say this. So Allen, 0.5 Super Bowls won in his career.
Under.
Jackson.
I'll go over, but barely. I think Jackson will get one.
Watson.
I'm going to trust he gets moved to a good spot, and I'll take over. And if he gets moved to the right spot, he should get a couple.
How about Kyler Murray?
I don't.
go under.
All right, last one. How about Trevor Lawrence?
Over. You said, I think Mahomes and Lawrence will combine for 8. So there's not a lot to go around elsewhere.
Damn.
You're super high on Lawrence then.
Well, I think Pat will get 6. So, I mean, yeah.
Okay, he'll get 2.
Couple, why not?
All right.
You say it again?
No, I mean, I don't see it with Lawrence the way that everybody else does. I think he's going to be a good quarterback in the league. This feels a lot like his ceiling to me is around Andrew Luck, which I think is a good quarterback in the league, but I don't think he's an undeniable top 5 guy, though.
Okay, that's fair, but Andrew Luck also would have won a Super Bowl or two if he didn't retire, most likely. And, by the way, if Andrew Luck unretires to go save the Patriots, I might quit the league.
Part of me hopes that happened. Last question here, Nick, and we know that you're a very busy guy. I just have
You got Warren Moon to get on.
No, we don't have Warren Moon. He was already on the show. All right, so Vision this scenario with me. You're in Vegas. Pat McAfee's in Vegas. It's the most popular club, and there's only one table left. Who gets it, you or him? Because I'm debating if you're even the most famous media person that's actually been on the show this week.
Well, it depends on who's working the door. I mean, if some dude wearing a Barstool hat who was at the Capitol a couple weeks ago is working the door, then Pat's getting it. If it's someone that has any type of style, flavor, or relevance whatsoever, then obviously I'm getting it. And I'll tell you this much, no matter who's getting it, if you happen to be in there, whether it was Pat or I, and you're like, yo, and wave to us, we both ignore you. Because you ask stupid questions in interviews that are borderline insulting after asking insulting questions to start interviews. So I have a question for you, Karen.
Yeah, I'm happy to answer your question.
I got a question for you.
I want to answer
it. What time is my TV show on? From when to when?
It is on from 5:30 until 8:30 on FS1.
Yeah, that was true a year ago. But since the pandemic, it's been 6:30 until 8:30. But I knew you didn't know because, A, you don't watch, and, B, if you did want to watch, you're not up that early because you're waking up out of whatever drunken, drug-induced stupor you're in. I'll talk to you guys next week when the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Goodbye.
I need to be I know Nick's one of your good friends. Me and my good friends talk to each other a little bit differently than you and your good friends do. I'm just saying.
No, I love Nick. I don't think there's anything. I mean, I bet Nick probably walked around the office this time telling people that he knew me. I mean, that's what I would have done if I was him. Like, probably. Who's that guy? It's like, oh, I know him. Yeah. I don't ever do that with Nick. Yeah. I know him. Like, he's just a regular person.
You're his Sean McDermott to Andy Reid. Like, you came off the Nick Wright branch. Of course he's proud of you, man.
No, that's actually a good analogy. I am Sean McDermott.
You're Sean McDermott.
I'm Sean McDermott. I don't mind being Sean McDermott in this analogy. I don't really don't mind it.
Who's the weakest branch? Who's like the twig that came off the Andy Reid tree? There's got to be, like, a lot of them have been so successful. I don't know if you're Ron Rivera.
Todd Bowles.
Yeah,
I'm just naming
people on the tree.
I'm not Todd Bowles.
Whoever's between like John Harbaugh and
Leslie Frazier?
I'm definitely not Leslie Frazier. Sean McDermott's a good one.
You're Sean McDermott.
There's nothing wrong with me being Sean McDermott. Like, if you want to say I'm Sean McDermott and Danny's Ron Rivera, I can live with that. Or he's Harbaugh, I can live with that. I don't got no issues with that right now.
I actually have confused you with Sean McDermott many a times. Like, the white bald guy. You guys look a lot alike.
I don't have any issues with that. I don't have any issues.
Okay, Sean.
How many Super Bowls do you think that between Mahomes and Trevor Lawrence they'll get?
Nick went super high. I thought I was super high on Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, you haven't won him 5. You haven't won him 6. I mean,
yeah, between like 4
what's
and 5.
You know what I mean?
Like
what's
that.
Just one?
What's a Super Bowl?
I mean, that's basically this one right here.
Yeah, but if you take that one off, then that would be me having to come on here and say, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to win 3 Super Bowls. A guy who's never played a snap, who's going to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who's going to play for a college coach. Yeah, no. You could set the Trevor Lawrence over under at 0.5. I think that if you made me guess right now, I'd say Josh Allen wins more Super Bowls than Trevor Lawrence. And also, if you made me say, Sean, you can have a quarterback for the next 10 years, but you can't have Patrick Mahomes. Here are your two choices. You can have Trevor Lawrence, you can have Josh Allen. I'm taking Josh Allen.
Where was this Josh Allen energy when I was screaming about the Bills for 9 weeks?
It took me a while to come around.
It took you the game against the Ravens to come around.
I said it took me a while. I meant until a few days ago. It took me a long, long time.
I've been here since day one telling y'all about Josh Allen.
And, Trevor Lawrence looked
I'm not going to lie to you now. Now, like, sometimes I kind of root against your predictions. Like, now what I really want is I want Kansas City to win by, like, 70 points for then you to come on here and be like,
Josh Allen sucks. So why did I ever believe in that guy? That's coming. That's coming Tuesday.
I want Tom Brady to win by 80 points. So you have to come on here and go, God, you know what? That Tom Brady guy that I said was washed, done, dead, old, team might not make the playoffs, is now going to his 10th Super Bowl against our own guy, Patrick Mahomes. That's what I hope happens.
I'll be the first one on here. That after the 2 o'clock segment, well, I don't know if Pat's coming on next week, so I can't do it at 2:15 because I assume the quarterback's going to be on the team. At 2:30, if Tampa Bay wins, do you want me to officially apologize? I'll apologize.
You should. What's the clip that you still play of Welch?
Oh, about, hold on, I'll find it really quickly.
I wasn't asking you to play it. I was just asking you what it was.
It's about Blake Bortles, how he said that Blake Bortles is going to be the next Tom Brady.
Awful prediction. What's the clip that you still play from Ron the Show?
Where he said that Ken Griffey's the most overrated American athlete.
We got to put yours on there, too. If you said that Tom Brady is done, dead, washed up, and might not make the playoffs, and he goes to the Super Bowl, then congratulations, sir. You add yourself to the Mount Rushmore of ridiculous predictions here at 610 Sports Radio.
No, you're right. If that's what you want me to do,
that's not what you do.
You have my word here. If you want me to say is I've been very consistent that Tom Brady is done, he's absolutely washed, that he doesn't have anything left in that arm. If he goes to his 10th Super Bowl, I think it will be one of the greatest storylines in the history of the league.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to become on here and hate if that's the case. Even if he goes out there and throws for 199 yards like he just did last week.
You're doing the exact same thing I did. You're saying it took you till literally 72 hours ago to come around on this football team, the Buffalo Bills. And I'm saying, yes, it did. And you're saying, well, if Tom Brady goes out there, goes to his 10th Super Bowl and knocks out the MVP, then I'll apologize.
No, I guess I'm not even just saying that. I mean, like, we go from the point of we could go back and find the audio after the Colts game. You were like, haven't seen enough. Josh Allen's not good enough. He's not good.
You're worse than my girlfriend.
Now you got to take the over on the 1.5.
Sweetie,
of
you
Super
were
Bowls.
Wrong. Okay, you didn't text. You didn't call.
Josh Allen has become your Raiders. That's who. Josh Allen has become
Don't
your Raiders.
Don't drag me down with you.
He's become your
this
Raiders.
This has nothing to do with my Derek Carr
He's
prediction.
He's become your Raiders.
Has nothing to do with that.
I mean, we just know every 3 weeks you're going to feel this way about a team. It's Buffalo this week.
No, it's not. I swear to you, I'm sticking with Josh Allen.
I just missed into the regular season, Sean, because. End of the regular season, Sean, hated Buffalo. Doesn't matter. We'll play that team. We're smoking that team. I want Josh Allen. We're beating him by 14 points. Pat got a toe injury in here. It's like, hey, guys, I don't know if they have the quarterback advantage in this game.
I never said that. We literally did a segment earlier today, and I said 85. And I said, check the tape.
I don't know.
I said 85% of Patrick
Mahomes. Pat got a toe injury. You shook out
I didn't
here.
Say that. I'm
you
not
shook.
Shook
out in these streets.
How'd you bring this back around
Josh
to me?
Allen got you
This
shook.
Is on you, dude. We were talking about you and your awful prediction.
If you want me to apologize to Brady if they go to the Super Bowl, I'm willing to apologize. The text line, I put my right hand before God, left hand on the Bible. I have been telling
I'm
you
supposed
guys.
Supposed to be your right hand.
I've been telling you guys since 2018 Brady was washed.
No,
I've
it is
been
left
standing
hand.
Here every single day telling you that Brady is washed. If they go to the Super Bowl, I'll 100% wear that. I got no issues wearing that. That's, not even a little bit.
That's like seeing your not your girlfriend just cheating on you, catching her in the act of cheating on you, and then demanding an apology. So this guy's going to beat the MVP, go to the Super Bowl, and then you're going to come around and apologize? That's the worst prediction. That's coming around way later to the party than me on Josh Allen.
I don't know what more you want me to do with Brady. He was a lot better this season than I thought he was going to be.
And so was Josh Allen. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes we get him right. Sometimes we get him wrong. And I was very, very late to the Josh Allen party. But guess what? I'm here. And I got my solo cup. Fill it up for me.
I guess can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
When was that moment? Like, what thing, like, changed? Like, what was the spark? That like flipped the switch for you. Were like Josh Allen overrated to I'm on board now. That guy's winning a Super Bowl. When did that happen? Was that like middle of the second quarter last week against the Ravens?
No, it was when the clock was all zeros and I saw they were playing the G. Because look, he wasn't great.
Get the hell
he
out
wasn't
of here.
Great. He hasn't been great in the playoffs. It's just he's there. So what am I gonna say?
Coming up next, we'll get to the top stories of the day. Actually, you know, I don't even want to take a break right now. I can't break with that.
What?
I just want to play one thing really quickly because some of you are like. Some of you have questions on Eric Bieniemy, and you're like, well, maybe Eric Bieniemy doesn't interview well. He doesn't call plays. Like, that's why Eric Bieniemy isn't a head coach. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Maybe you guys are making valid points. Eric Bieniemy's not a head coach in the NFL, but this individual is a head coach in the NFL.
So this team's going to be built on we're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before before long, where they're going to be the last one standing. All right, that's going to be the mentality.
Who is this lunatic?
Yo.
Who was that?
Football is so stupid.
What's that guy's name?
I mean that in all seriousness. Football is so stupid.
What's his name? What's the new Lions coach?
Dan Campbell.
Yo, what the hell? If you said that at a UFC press conference with literally going in for for physical combat.
What is that man talking about?
Dan, it would cut your mic. That's incredible.
We're going to fall down three times. Oh, we're going to grab brother. A kneecap. And then we're going to fall down again.
Oh, well, yeah.
If there's one thing I know you're going to do with the Lions, it's fall. I mean, if there's one thing the Lions have done time and time again. So I just want to point out, you guys keep giving me all the reasons in the world why Eric Bieniemy is not being hired as a head coach. You got to give me the reasons why that person was just named to be a head coach. He was the New Orleans Saints tight end coach last week. They've gotten such great play at tight end. That guy had to get a head coaching job in the NFL. I mean, I'm sure he knocked out the interview. He was talking about cannibalism to the Ford family. They're like, you've got something we haven't had before here. I can't believe that the Lions fired Matt Patricia to hire Matt Patricia. This is wild.
Yeah, something tells me that guy didn't do great in the interview process. Remember earlier this week, I said, what are the two most important things to get any job? It's the resume and it's the interview. I don't know who this guy is, so I don't think his resume is all that good. And if he interviewed like he did in his press conference, they gave him a 6-year contract. They gave this dude a 6-year contract. What the hell?
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We'll also be joined by Sean Barber in studio for the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking Chiefs. We're talking Bills right here on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.